No, Catherine, the report that was commissioned to look at both Lag and the Pollen Beach, the golf club in Ballyliffin, really says that their recommendation is to do nothing, and we feel, you know, the community in Ballyliffin feels, the golf club feels, the community in Mallon feels that's very unfair. It's not what we want. It's not what needs to happen. We need to see something done. We need to see, you know, a report that at least allows us to get some recommendations and some, you know, things in place that would prevent the likes of the 14th tee at Ballyliffin getting damaged, the likes of the church and Lag getting damaged, because this report does say that within the next 40 years that, you know, if the erosion keeps going the way it's going, that the church and Lag would be in jeopardy, and that a vast piece of Ballyliffin Golf Club would be in jeopardy.
Because we do know that evidence suggests that this erosion isn't just happening very slowly, it's happening quite rapidly with, you know, big changes seen in an annual occurrence.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose the big problem we have, you know, there's a beautiful walkway at the Pollen Beach, a 3 kilometre walkway that's completely destroyed, that could, you know, easily put back together. The stones are there, that could happen. And the fact that we can't get permissions from either Donegal County Council, National Parks and Wildlife, the OPW, you know, we're back at the same scenario where it's one blames the other. You can't get permission from one, you can't get permission from another, and it falls between two stools all the time and no one gives permission. And I think that's very, very unfair. And I mean, we depend so much on tourism here in Minnishone, and especially going forward, we certainly will be dependent on it with what has happened. And these type of amenities are vital, vital for Ballyliffin, vital for Mallon, vital for the whole area, vital that we bring people that can go for these walkways. And with the mental health and everything else that they're promoting out of it, I think these types of facilities need to be fixed, and we need to get a little bit of common sense when it comes to this. And organisations, departments, OPW, National Parks and Wildlife, and the council needs to sit down and use common sense here. And you know, if common sense would prevail, these, especially the walkway in Ballyliffin, the walkway in Paul Strand, could certainly be fixed.